Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Morteza died.
Morteza did not die.
Did not. I'm still here.
His name is Sebastian and not Morteza. But Sebastian did not die. He is not doing great, but he's not dead.
I am on death's door.
You are in and out of consciousness. I think your mind is sort of in and out. You feel yourself being dragged. You hear the muffled voices around you, and your consciousness is sort of like wimbly bimbly, and you're having dreams. You see your father. He tells you you're in a right mess.
Papa,
but I never wanted you. I'm sorry. That's not what Sebastian sounds like. you see your mother, and she's crying because you were almost dead. And you see a face that you recognize as your face, but it's sadder. And it's like dimly lit and sort of blurred out, like Gaussian blur. You can't quite make it out, and it's like, oh, who is that? And it's Sebastian, but it's not. And during this time, when Sebastian is, like, passing out and is also not doing great, you are only at 8 harm, but you are bleeding. Do Velani have actual blood or, like, a similar viscous substance that pumps through their veins?
Yeah, they do have blood, but I'd like to imagine it's probably a different color. Maybe like green or something, or yellow.
Okay. Like a puke green colored blood?
Yeah.
So you probably couldn't tell the difference between your blood and the entrails of the gopher that you smashed against your stomach.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but you know that you're bleeding and you're like, shit. Because it really sucks. You're bleeding there. I think your hand is probably like fucked up. Because the gopher bit you on the hand, but obviously, this would be from the point of view of Willy and Nada. You make it away from where Casper sprayed, and he takes you down a separate corridor that you hadn't noticed before. It's a much smaller corridor. You take some turns. Willy is carrying Sebastian, and Casper is helping Nada make it through with some quickness. And, you know, he's like,
oh, this way, don't go that way.
He's like,
you're not going to want to go down there. You'll fucking fall and die.
After traveling for some time, Sebastian is just getting worse and worse this whole time. He blacks out. Nada's not doing too hot. You make it to a dimly lit cavern, just like a small little cave area, where there's boxes of supplies, there's bedrolls, there's a small fire that is like stoked that is going in the corner. It's like a small gas lamp, and he sets Nada down in a chair to rest, and he goes and turns up the gas lamp to get more light in the room, the cave. And it's just like a gray stone cave that maybe, I guess, a bear would have lived in at some point, or like maybe not a bear, but I mean, it would be good hunting down here to hunt gophers, but like, you know, maybe like a wildcat or something. And Casper motions to Willy and is like,
you just set him down like on that bed over there so I can work on him. Set him on that operating table.
You a doctor? Because this boy gonna die if you can't help him.
No, I'm not a doctor, but I'm as good as you're gonna get, I think.
Save me, doctor.
You're blacked out, sir.
I speak when I blacked out.
He said that in his sleep.
Oh my god, what a talent. Say rubber baby buggy bumper.
Rubber blah, 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 blah.
That's good enough. All right.
And so he gets to work on Sebastian. He's mostly, what happened to you? He's like sewing up your Achilles tendon.
It got mauled by those rats.
Them little gophers.
They were gophers.
But he asks Willie, so like when a tendon is severed, I don't know if you've ever seen this type of injury, it shoots up into your body and they got to go get it and pull it back down and suture it to your heel again.
Uh-huh.
So I think he would like ask Willie to reach up in there and like help him get the tendon down so that he can reattach it.
All right.
But he's going to be like...
Will, not a friend, alien friend. If you could just wait a second, I think he's in more dire straits than you.
That's fine, but I don't think you should have Willie with his big, meaty claws going inside anyone's body.
Well, so if he were awake, I would ask him, because there's also a way where we just don't reconnect it, but he has less use of his leg. If he was awake, I'd ask him which he preferred.
No, please reconnect it. Blech.
Okay, because if you aren't already blacked out, Mr. Sebastian, sir, connecting this back to your foot is it's going to suck.
Do what you gotta, but I'm just throwing this out there. His hand is the size of his leg.
Well, yeah, I've got, like, surgical stuff, you know?
You got something like a pair of pliers?
Yeah, I just, like, needle-nose pliers. I just need him to reach up in there with this tool and pull his tendon down so that I can reattach it.
All right. Another thing that I learned, actually on Hey Riddle Riddle, was they were watching Dumb and Dumber again, and that scene where they're in the diner, and he, like, hits the dude with the salt shaker, and he goes, "Kick his ass, Seabass!"
Yeah,
apparently, Seabass is a nickname for Sebastian.
Really?
Apparently so.
Interesting.
So now your nickname is Seabass, at least for Casper. Casper's nickname for you is Seabass.
Well, Seabass. All right, this is really going to hurt. So, Willie, go ahead and grab that and just pull it on down.
All right, I'll use my good arm.
All right, he uses his good arm. As you do this, this is a feat of strength that is oh so special and weird.
So I get to use my new ability?
You get to use your new ability. And what would that ability be from your level up, Willie?
Willie failed so much last time because he felt slightly weaker than he thought he was. Mm. So now Willie's drawn back on a diet of corn-fed. Of corn-fed wretch boy. And that's the name of his ability, corn-fed wretch boy.
Amazing.
I love that.
Whenever one-armed Willie performs a feat of strength, he gets a plus one to that roll.
Yep.
It's got the juice.
It does. It's got the juice.
It's corn.
It's a big lump with knobs.
Big lump with knobs.
He's a big lump with one knob because the other one's gone.
Yeah, can you imagine eating corn as just one big kernel?
You know what? I'd probably like that. Like an apple, but it's corn.
Right.
Or like, not an apple, more like a plum.
So this is skill?
Yeah, it'd be skill. And since it's a feat of strength, it's a plus one.
Rips somebody's tendon out from the other side.
I rolled an 8. So I think that's a mixed success.
It sure is a mixed success, which means that you do this thing. You pull the tendon out. And
I wrap it around his big toe, the toenail, so he never gets an ingrown toenail again.
Another one. No, you bring it to the correct spot. You don't touch his, or maybe you try, and he's like,
No, keep it inside his leg.
What?
Come on, man. That's not where that goes.
And so you keep it down near the
heel. I've never snapped a tendon before.
And he takes it, so he's made sutures that he believes are strong enough to hold this tendon down. And now that you've sought medical attention, Sebastian, did you get bit any other time? Because you were, like, poisoned. You got bit around the waist by an alligator skull.
I dig a bit around the waist, has some holes in my chest.
What happened to your chest?
From the skull.
Oh, okay. And then
bit down on me.
Oh, you took a wrench to the head.
Did.
So he puts an ice pack on your head because you clearly have a lump.
We got bonked.
I forgot what else happened to you. Did you set yourself on fire? I don't think that happened.
No.
The tower falling did like 2 harm to you.
Tower falling, yep.
Now that you've sought medical attention, rest can heal your harm, but you'll just have to do the normal rests to get back to it. As the tendon is reattached, Sebastian goes, ah! You think it would deal 1 harm to you and kill you, but it actually is a life-saving procedure.
Oh, that felt good.
That felt great. I think your mixed success for this, Willie.
Maybe one of his legs is longer than the other now because I pulled his leg too long. And so he has a funny walk.
He's got a hobble from now on. Well, so the mixed success. So instead of being like fully healed super quickly, I think until he gets back to 0 harm, I think he is actually going to have a limp. So until he is fully healed back to full, he's not going to be able to move quite as well. And so I'm going to give you a -1 to skill until you heal back up. And that'll be the minus. That'll be the mixed part of your mixed success.
Okay.
Nada, you are also seen to by Casper to heal your wounds.
I appreciate everything you're doing for us, Casper.
It's really no problem. I'm glad you guys are the only people I've seen in 2 or 3 months and, you know, time down here. Like, I could actually be 6 months. I don't really know how long I've been here. But it's nice to have some friendly faces and someone to talk to.
But your wound care is much more straightforward. You know, the shovel bruise on your chest, your hand that he stitches up and bandages up, your chest and stomach that he disinfects and wraps up, and you are good as new. It's not going to require any sort of roll to get you better. Sebastian is still going to be asleep until he can get back to 6 harm. He is going to have to sleep that off. So until then, we can roll rest and have conversations with Casper if y'all want. I figure if Nada and Sebastian are asleep, Willie probably would ignore Casper for the most part.
I got one question.
Casper takes off his helmet and he's like, yeah?
What the hell are you doing down here?
So he takes off the helmet and he's got a mullet and a mustache.
Oh, God.
And he's just a
human?
He is a human.
My brother had a haircut like that.
He goes, yeah, I mean, it's work in the front and a good time in the back, as they say. And the stash is for the ladies.
There are oh so many down here, I'm sure.
He's like, when I get back up to the surface, they will learn to appreciate Casper Delgado. And he gets to fiddling around with some of his things. And he goes, as to why I'm down here, I was hired by one of the towns up top. You might have heard of it. Branchtown?
Have I heard of that?
No, none of you would have heard of Branchtown.
Nah, never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
And I used to live here.
Where's here?
Weak Smile.
The Weak Smile Swamp?
Yeah.
We're under the Weak Smile Swamp. When I found you, that was the Weak Smile Swamp.
Yep.
Oh my god. I am so far away from where I started.
Would you been running under tunnels?
Yeah, I was hired by Branchtown to snake out these tunnels, as it were, because of their gopher infestation. They were running amok in the town and stealing food and attacking people in the streets. Branchtown is a very small village. They didn't have a militia or anything. And I'm specialized in killing all sorts of little critters and pests.
And nasty.
They certainly are. I fucking hate them. And you know what? They come in here when I'm sleeping if I don't have the radio on to scare them off.
You best be careful running around down these tunnels. In my experience, a lot of criminals will be hiding down here. Not worse than these gophers.
Well, I haven't run into any other people aside from you guys, so unless you guys are somehow criminals, which I guess you would be, technically.
We could be, which kind of makes me wonder why you would help us, let alone an invader. I haven't met much humans that would help me at first look or give me medical attention.
Boy got a good heart. Don't question it.
The way I see it is, if you're not with the gophers, then you're with me. Because I was hired. Branchtown, you don't understand. Branchtown is about 40 miles north of here, which is where I started. I started up there in a tunnel that went into the earth, and I kept moving base camps. I'm looking for the nest, all right? I'm looking for the main nest of these gophers. And I'm wondering if maybe y'all had seen anything, or if you have any information, or like how you ended up here, anything like that.
I don't know if you heard a big tower crashing not too long ago. That's where we came from.
The big tower crash? Oh, you mean in that cavern?
Yes, sir.
With the water pouring in? Sunlight. That was a big surprise. And I heard y'all shouting and hollering and getting bit and fighting and shrieking, and I had to come over and check it out. You're lucky I showed up when you did. Y'all were almost snacks.
We are very lucky, and I thank you, but I'm pretty sure that there's no nest over there, and if there is, it has been destroyed.
But I need to find the nest at some point. It's been months, and I didn't honestly think that I would make it 40 miles in...
Yeah, that's a trek.
I've just been mapping out these tunnels, and you lose track of time and distance down here, and you go a little crazy. But I'm glad I found y'all now, and I'm wondering if, in repayment to me for saving y'all, if you would perhaps help me find the nest and destroy it?
Here it is.
If you did that, maybe, like, once you're in good health and all that, and once you did that, we could leave together the way I came in.
I think we could do something like that. We definitely need to hunker down for a little bit and wait for Sebi to wake up, see what he has to say about all this.
Old sea bass.
Meanwhile, I'm talking in my sleep. I'm like, eats corn, a big lump with knobs. It has the juice.
It got the juice.
Casper pulls out his harmonica.
Here's the juice.
Maylene released a new song this week. What? After like 10 years, Maylene and the Sons of Disaster?
Sons of Disaster.
And I was like, what the fuck? Anyway, what? That's who I was trying to get for the theme song 2 years ago.
I have to look them up.
They're like one of my favorite bands. Anyway, so let's go ahead and roll rest now. So let's do an hour at a time. So for the first hour, Nada does not heal.
I rolled a 6.
Well, is it plus might?
No, it's plus nothing. It's unassisted. Although maybe with might, I might change might instead of like stopping you from taking damage.
We're all having restless nights.
Anyway, yeah. If
nightmares of the gophers.
If you three want to sleep, because you need sleep for the day, Casper will stay up and take watch, because he's ready to go. So let's do a second hour, because no one healed. I think we'll probably run through 4 hours. All right, Nada heals 1, Willy heals 1, wow. Morteza heals 1. Just do that 2 more times, and whatever you heal, heal it back.
No.
Is 10 1 again?
Yeah, it's still just 1.
Yay.
Well, I'm right as rain.
Yeah, you're perfect.
I gotta have 1 more.
Do we heal 2 back on a complete success?
No. Never. What if you... At that point, if you rolled below a 6, I would have you get hurt. Where your sleep is too restless. So, Nada, you are back below the critical threshold. And so now normal rest will heal you. Nada and Willy are able to wake up at this point and sort of do whatever they want for their rest hours, as long as you don't go like out and exploring or like get into a fight. You can spend Sebastian's sleep time. What do you want to do for the next hour while Sebastian is asleep?
We got our tool charges back, right?
Yes, you all get your tool charges back.
What do I want to do? Well, I guess since Nada's awake, I'll talk to him.
Okay, so for this hour, Nada and Sebastian roll for heals.
Yeah.
All right, Morteza is now back below the critical threshold, and he can wake up after this hour. But Sebastian or Nada is still at 6, so they're both at 6 now. Sebastian and Nada are both at 6 harm.
You planning to do this to segue into some animal, some vermin killing?
Do I plan on killing more vermins? I mean, I don't particularly want to, but
I plan on it.
This guy, I mean, he did save our lives. We're kind of obligated.
We're. I mean, I would have been fine, but I guess I'm going to be stuck paying y'all's debt.
I mean, you have a debit, too, to this young man that saved our lives.
Yeah, I mean, you might have been okay, but they would have definitely died. Sometimes there's just the right tool for the job, and he lets out a little bit of spray from his spray, like the nasty fluorescent poison that sprays into the air. And he's just like, sometimes there's just the right tool for a job.
Or there's a tool that works for every job, and that's a hammer.
Oh, do you have a hammer with you? I need one so bad.
Oh, I got a hammer. Cracks his knuckles, like, makes a fist and cracks his knuckles.
Casper frowns. I thought you had, like a 3-pound hammer or something. Anyway, and he, like, goes back and tinkers with his stuff.
I'd like you to find a 3-pound hammer that could have hurt that man's hand.
He's like, I told you I don't have any hammers.
I am. My fist is the hammer.
I got your joke. Yeah.
No, it's not. It's not a joke. Is there a nail anywhere in here?
Maybe there's like
hammer a screwdriver into the wall.
Yeah, is there a screwdriver?
I'm sure that there's a screwdriver
somewhere. He'll take a screwdriver and he's going to jam it into the table, and then pound his fist on the top of the handle. Go for broke,
please. And it is, I believe this would have to be a feat of strength.
I mean, if you didn't hit it hard enough, the thing would just go flying.
10.
Yeah, so that's a complete success. Casper is so impressed, he stands up and applauds and doesn't mind that as you hit this screwdriver, it splits the table in half. But the chairs still stand, so you're able to still be seated.
He just loves the show off.
I love the show. Anytime.
I can't tell if he's scared or excited.
Woohoo!
You get those mix of emotions often, Willie?
Is scared and excited? I don't know. Lots of people been scared of me in the past.
I guess it's hard to tell the difference when you're a big hulking giant.
Not too much are excited.
Well, I don't get any sort of form of entertainment down here, and honestly, I've lost all fear of death, so I just find Willie interesting.
I don't think anybody was excited to see the Mammy's boys.
Nope. And he's like, whatever you're talking about, tinkers. So you guys chat for your hour. Sebastian Seabass then wakes up.
Good morning.
It is midnight, sir.
You don't fucking know what time it is. My watch has been broken at least for a year, and I forgot to fix it before I got down here like an imbecile.
Good morning, Sebby. We're roasting some weasels, rats, and gophers.
Where are we?
We're at our next job.
Is this heaven?
No.
We didn't die.
It is a form of heaven where the angels are nasty gophers.
You about died, boy.
Holes in my chest are gone.
And you yourself.
There's still he shit himself? the holes are probably still there. You're just bandaged up.
Oh. Bandage. Who is this guy?
This is our new friend.
I already told you. My name is Casper Delgado.
I don't remember you. Are you the corn man?
I'm the corn man.
No, I'm the corn man.
Willie's the corn man. I'm the corn.
We're all the corn men.
And you had a corn cushion.
It was a little too corny for me.
Okay, I think I'm going back to sleep.
Actually, I'm going to steal this hour for you. Because as you were sleeping, you had dreamed up an ingenious invention for your level up. And I don't think we really decided what your invention was, or did we?
Is it a big lump of knobs?
I thought we did.
We'll pull it out if we did.
I thought...
Whip it out, bro.
Whip it out.
It was going to be
get it on the table, let's measure. Well, I don't know if we did the game mechanic version of it. Like, what it does.
For the megaphone?
Yeah, but I was like, it probably wouldn't be like a megaphone. It'd probably be like an in-your-sleeve secret spy something.
Yeah, it was going to be a tobacco pipe.
Oh. Okay, and what does it do?
It is a megaphone so I can throw my voice and confuse enemies.
But what? Yeah. Hold on. Let me get. Is it on your sheet?
Yeah.
Is it also a duck whistle?
It can be.
I don't think it is.
It can be a duck whistle. And it's also used to advertise my business.
Oh, plus one moxie, plus one skill. Its positive tags are disguised and portable, and its negative tags are loud and agitating.
Yep.
Now I see. Okay, so we did decide that. Okay, so you feverishly, in your stupor, you know, you've just woken up from major surgery. You're completely ignoring the fact that your leg is bumping, and you are not sedated in any way and have no painkillers.
Why is one of my legs longer than the other?
You just don't worry about that, sir. Everything is fine. You just rest your weary head. But you feverishly, eyes wide, sweating, take apart a pipe tobacco... Or, sorry, you take apart a wooden pipe and carefully insert, like, a speaker, and you use some of your magic solder abilities, like using your flamethrower sort of deal.
Yeah.
Using your Bunsen burner, and it makes it a little magical so that it's able to throw your voice really well. And it is very loud, and it is very agitating. It is more agitating than... I guess it, like, agitating and also gets people's attention. Like how on the internet, if you want the answer to something, you don't ask the question, you just say the wrong answer, right. And then someone will tell you the right answer.
Yeah.
It's like that, where, like, you piss people off enough that they're like, I want a bottle! but it's also disguised, so you're able to, like... use it secretly. No, Tiger and it's portable.
Yeah.
So it's able to be, you know, carried easily in a pocket. Mm-hmm. All right. So there we go. The two level ups.
Don't let Chester ever use that.
Chester, this is not for you.
Super annoying.
But fine, Master. I want to throw my voice.
No. Not for you. Only for me. This is... drugs are not good for you.
Toke up, bro.
Plays it for 20.
No, it is not. I don't think so.
Oh, so if you use it to throw your voice, what happens when you suck on it?
I suck my voice.
Okay.
I don't know.
Oh, maybe, maybe if he sucks on the pipe, he can fart out his what he says.
Yeah, yep. It just comes out the other end. And then the enemies will be like, did your ass just talk? And like,
well, you could,
that would be confusing.
But I mean, like, right? you put it in your mouth and then you like talk into it. But I want something specifically to happen when you suck on the pipe, like something else. It. Yeah. Because I like this item enough that I'm giving it another thing that it can do.
Maybe he can breathe fire like from his flamethrower.
Yeah, maybe, or like it acts as like a gas mask or something.
Okay, what? Ooh, maybe. Because I was thinking, if it projects sound, what if it was like a dumb hole and it sucked in sound to like deafen the area?
Okay, I don't know enough about acoustics and dumb holes to be like, yeah, this little thing can be a dumb hole. I realize this is a magical world. But I think it being like a gas mask or like it gives you like a you could taste the air or something. Like it amplifies the parts per million of particles in the air or something.
Interesting.
I don't know. Maybe think about it.
Yeah, I'll have to think about that. I do like the tasting the air like a tracking item sort of.
Yeah, I just wanted to do something else now that I, because for some reason I want you to be able to suck on that pipe,
right,
and have it do something. I don't normally give items like two things that it can do, but honestly throwing your voice and making it loud is sort of weak anyway, so we're going to give it something else to do.
I like the tasting of the air idea. I like the tracking aspect of
let's
it.
Let's do that. Let's you can sort of like get, we'll say that you can spend a hold and taste the air.
Okay.
Cool.
How does that sound?
I like it.
What else can you taste?
So that means he can taste my boxing glove. Oh, God. Because it has the gross tag.
Yeah, it's extra bad.
You can taste one-arm Willie's farts.
It's extra bad.
You can smell and taste it.
What if it's like that jackfruit or whatever, where it like smells terrible but actually tastes really good?
Right. I don't know how Willie's that's possible. Ass. Willie's ass. It's like, oh, God, it smells so... Was that Thai food? I'm taking that out.
Yeah, cut that out.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
All right, so we have that item sorted away. The level ups are taken care of. Did you, guys, roll for heal for this hour that I've stolen from you? Not at heals.
We're healing up, baby.
Morty heals.
Yeah, baby.
Fantastic. So they're both at 5 now? Not in Seabass? Not in Willy. What would you like to do for this hour that, Seabass is inventing his suck voice pipe?
Where are we right now again? Somewhere.
We're in Casper's hidey hole.
Yeah, we're in my hidey house.
Well, I can tell that. I'm just asking where it is.
Well, clearly underneath the Weak Smile Swamp. We didn't travel too far away from where I found you guys. But, anytime you guys are feeling ready and you know, raring to go, I think that I've triangulated where the nest might be.
I'm gonna retcon for a second. What happened to the guy that boated us to the tower? Did we figure out
he disappeared?
Okay.
You couldn't find him when the tower fell.
What was his name again?
Boudreaux,
the Toad Boudreaux. King of Half Sunk Hollow.
I quickly slam my tools on the table and I'm like, wait, where's Bardo?
That's right, we did. We did have another person accompanying us to the tower, but we weren't able to find him. Did you come across anyone else down here?
Like I said, you guys are the only boys that I've seen in as long as I've been down here. I didn't see anybody else. What do you look like?
He's the Toad King, Half Sunk Hollow.
Casper sticks both of his fingers in his ears like he's cleaning out his ears, and he goes, sorry, what?
He looked like a frog man.
He looked like a frog man.
If a frog could be a man, yeah.
So he's like a... He'd be a feral then, huh?
He was always carrying a severed fish with him.
I don't think he was always carrying that with him. He did carry the cleaver with him.
Nope.
carrying it all the time.
You saw him once with a fish and you were like, that's how he is.
His entire life.
He makes really good catfish.
He does. Yeah, he does. He's like, I guess if y'all die and I don't get this nest figured out, then I'll keep an eye out for him.
Yeah, make sure you try his catfish. Very tasty.
I'm going to try the catfish and the prawns.
He's always got a severed catfish head with him.
I think you're lying about that. It does sort of smell like you got one with you, though.
That's just my phantom limb.
That's just his natural cologne.
There's no way the Dungeon Master liked Casper Delgado better than Boudreaux and just sort of forgot about him and wanted to implement this second character.
Nah, he's definitely got plot armor.
There's no way. He's fine.
We are gonna just bring so many NPCs with us that we're gonna have to have him play like 6 different NPCs at once.
Yeah, Joe's the only one that gets 2 characters. I will never play more than 1 guy. Ever. I keep introducing men. Soon you'll have like an army of boys. So what did you say you guys... What does Nada and Willy want to do for the hour that Sebastian...
We were just talking. We're just chatting.
I mean, shit. I'm ready to go whenever you or anybody else is. Okay. Those things didn't rough me up too bad.
I'm ready to go when Sebby's ready to go. We both got dinged up a little bit.
So go ahead and heal for another 3 hours each. Seabass, don't forget that you will have a limp as long as you are above 0 harm.
Right.
What do you need to get to heal?
Huh? Oh, at 7 or above. Damn, that's pretty good, actually. So I think Nada's at 2 and Sebastian's at 3. Okay, so you've done 8 hours of rest, and it seems like this is a pretty good safe haven against the gophers. Like, you might see one scurrying about here and there, like outside, and it might look in, and then it would hurry away. So if you wanted to rest longer to try to heal up more, you could, but you feel like Casper is ready to go.
My back's hurting a little bit, but I think I'm ready. I think I'm ready to go. How do you feel, Sebby?
Yeah, this might be the best time to leave.
You don't want to stay down here longer than you have to with your new friend, Casper.
I have PTSD.
Casper, how do you suggest fighting these gophers? Because we didn't have so much luck last time.
You just step on them.
He sprays a little more noxious gas into the air. There's a weapon for everything. He's like, well, when we find the nest, I think the plan is going to be, and he picks up a crate from the corner of the room, and he plops it down on the table, and it, like a chunk, a different table, not the one that Willy broke. Chunk. And he's like, I think the plan is going to be to cave in that part of the cavern. And you see in this box, it's just stuffed to the brim with TNT, all connected to each other with a pocket watch. So it can be timed. Like you can.
That box right there has Sebby's name written all over it.
That is the most beautiful box I've ever seen.
And by the way, just I don't know if you know, Sebastian, but we agreed to help this man find a nest for these damned creatures and take them out.
Really?
I feel like you probably would have discussed that. But yeah, go ahead. I don't know if we did. You can do the conversation.
Let's do it. I need some revenge.
Is there any way we could use that noxious gas that you're using?
Well, I only got the one nozzle bit. I've got a few canisters of it, but that might be catastrophic.
Oh, I just had a moment of clarity.
Yes?
He looks at Sebastian. He looks at Casper. Mm-hmm.
Can't you put one of them things in your fire breather?
Oh, the gas canister? Like, replace the...
Yeah, could you fasten a nozzle on there and make it so it breathes out the gas instead of fire?
Interesting. I like the way you think.
Well, if it's related to violence, I have quite the mind.
And I think... Okay, so here's how we're going to do this. We're going to see how well Sebastian can... see if he can outfit this, okay? And then you guys will definitely need gas masks. So I will just take a tool charge from each of you so that you can have a gas mask.
Yeah, I think it's definitely worth it.
Yeah, because if he starts spraying and you guys are just chilling, that's going to be a problem.
They're just extra gas masks in Casper's place.
Yeah, that would probably be what it would have to be, because I doubt that you guys would bring any with you, but if you're willing to spend tool charges, then we will just say that Casper brought extras, because my whole thing was going to be like, well, I didn't bring any extra gas masks, but I mean, if you spend tool charges, I have no...
Oh, I guess I did!
Look, there they are. I think it would be reasonable then at that point. He's like, what if I forgot? Or, like, what if my gas mask broke, so I brought 8? So, Sebastian, I think to try to discover... Okay, we'll let you choose from either sharp or skill. Sharp to see how, to see if you have the knowledge required to hook this up properly, or skill to just hook it together and make it work.
My sharp is higher.
Then I would probably go with that one. And while you're outfitting this, you guys can roll the heal again.
Can Chester help you?
That'd be an 8.
So a mixed success. So yep. you are going to get it.
Master, I want to help.
No, Chester, your hands are too tiny.
Did you roll? Yeah, he's got these little crab claws.
Yeah.
Clink. Did you roll the heal, Mortella?
No, not yet. Hold on.
Nod is back down to 1 harm. He's doing well. And you're back down to 2 harm. What a lovely thing. So you rolled an 8, a mixed success. You get this. You have the knowledge to hook this up. As you twist on this canister of poison gas, mm-hmm. You sort of like, you strip the canister part the of the...
threading?
Yeah. What the fuck?
A little bit of the gas escape.
Did you just fart in this cave? This tiny little cave.
I'm sorry, Master.
Oh, it was Chester. Fuck. Why did I install a fart mechanism into you?
These methane farts.
Too much gas.
So you strip the threading on your... on Agni, and you make it so that you can't put on a different canister. It has to be this one. So if you wanted to switch back to flamethrower until you repair it, you can't.
Oh, okay.
So your flamethrower, Agni, is now a gas thrower for the time being. And it's a big canister. So it's not like, it's bigger than your, like, butane canister or whatever fuel you use for Agni. Magical space dust. I don't fucking know. It's bigger than
star.
Yeah, the core of a dying star. It's bigger than and heavier than that canister. I don't know how the core of a dying star is not as heavy as this gas canister. But it's heavier and bigger and more bulky than what you're used to, and so it's a little bit harder to maneuver.
Okay.
Your flamethrower, but you will manage. It's not going to impact you in any like meaningful way unless I need it to.
Right.
So, but you still do have a limp. And I think I'm going to take back what I said about -1 to skill. I don't think it would give you -1 to skill, but I think if you're like you're trying to move anywhere quickly, I might give you a -1.
Okay.
So I'm just going to keep that in my back pocket. Instead of just a straight -1 to skill, I think it's just going to be if you're like trying to sprint or do any sort of running, and I'm going to give you a -1.
Okay.
Okay.
How heavy are these canisters?
They're about 20 pounds, 25 pounds.
Willie, what are the chances I can get you to carry one of these and we find this so-called nest? I could have you huck it in there and I could either shoot it or...
I guess so.
Now, as... boy howdy, as good of an idea as that is, if we get this dynamite off, we're not going to need to do that. But if you want to bring it along as a backup plan, I guess that's fine.
I just really don't like these goddamn gophers, baby. I don't like them at all.
Do you put on your gas masks before you leave, or do you save it until you find the nest?
I'd probably save mine until the nest.
I'm going to put mine on right away.
Yeah, I'll put mine on too.
I ain't taking no chances.
Okay, so Casper gets all packed up. You guys are all set to go, and he puts his helmet back on, and he says,
"All right, buckaroos, let's head out."
And so you head out down the tunnels with Chester's floodlights on Sebastian's shoulder as your way of your lighting your way, and it doesn't take super long. It's probably about like an hour and a half walk away from where you are of like hiking and like getting through tunnels and taking turns, going through tight spaces.
Are we using Sebastian's new item to locate the nest?
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah. Why not? Give me state of affairs, Sebastian. Seabass.
Let me taste for this nest. Hey, lucky you found us. We could find this nest pretty easily with Sebastian.
Mmm. Tasty air. I got an 8.
So that's a mixed success. You're able to find the nest. I think the mixed part of your mixed success is that it takes you a little longer. Like, you get lost down some caves. You go down some wrong turns. And Willy gets frustrated with you.
What's taking so long?
You're wasting time.
Thank goodness. I thought you were going to say I got a little bit of Willy's butt sweat.
No, particles. Yeah, like your scent is thrown off a little bit because of Willy's butt sweat.
Willy, you stand 30 feet back. You are messing up everything. I'm tasting weird things, and I think it's you.
I just invented this today.
I'm still working this invention out, okay?
Amy, genius inventor, and I need time. So you find your way, and Casper sneaks up to around a corner, and he sticks his helmeted head around the corner, and he's like,
"Boys, this is it. We found it."
And does anybody want to peek around the corner as well?
Is it dark out?
It's dark, but you have dark vision.
Let's do it then.
So I think Casper would have told Sebastian to cut the lights. Yeah,
he says that, I was going to cut the lights out.
Let me take a little peek here.
I can't see nothing.
What is it? What is it? Plus skill, or sharp, or anything?
Plus sharp, if you want to. If you, yeah. Oh wait, you got to. I'm sorry. How many do you hold, Morteza?
I can hold up to 5.
No. How much did you hold when you rolled?
Oh,
is it 3?
Yeah, it's 3.
I'm sorry. I messed that up. You don't actually get a mixed success. You just hold one. So then you hold another 2. So you're going to spend 1 to find the nest, find what you're looking for. Okay, so now you have 2 holds. I'm sorry. Yes, Joe, go ahead and roll roll state of affairs to get your footing as well.
I did. I got an 8.
Okay. An 8. So what is your sharp? Is it plus 1?
Yeah.
Okay, so you hold 2. And you want to spend a hold on find what you're looking for? Well, I guess what are you looking for? You're just looking around the corner. You're not actually looking for anything yet.
So we already found the nest, didn't we?
Yeah, like when you... Okay, so when you peek around the corner... You don't have to spend any holds for this. When you peek around the corner, what you see is like mounds of like straw and hay and like clothing... like ripped clothing and like dirt and mud, and they're just like these inside this huge cavern. They're just these mounds of this stuff, and you see gophers running in and out of these mounds through the top, and there's like doorways on the bottom. These are just like family houses of these gophers, and there's a lot of them, and they're huge.
All right. Kind of want to spend one of the hold.
Okay.
There's a hold I can do, find something additional and helpful. It could either be that one or a way to help others. I'll let you decide which one it will be, but what I'm looking for is like a good spot where there's a bunch of them where we could throw the canister or Sebi could shoot his load.
Okay, so that would be find what you're looking for.
Okay.
If you're looking for like the highest concentration of them, the largest mound is in the center of this cavern, and it's I'd say it's like 100 feet tall, like just piled of like debris and like ripped clothing and all this stuff, like, and bones, like there's bones of people and I'm sure rodents. It's about like 200 feet into the cavern. It wouldn't take a lot to get over there, but it would require that you kind of sneak up to get within range.
Okay.
All right, boys, I think I found a spot where we need to get to, where we're going to get the most of these bastards at once. It's about 200 feet that way.
I wanted to kind of point it out to all of them.
Yeah, because they're not going to be able to see that well, so it might have to be that, like, Sebastian goes with you, Nada, and then Willy goes with Casper, because Casper's helmet is what's allowing him to see in the dark. He probably would have told you guys about that.
Casper, can you stick here with Willy and make sure that no one of these bastards come back in the way we came? And then I'll take Sebi with me, and we'll find the best spot to take these bastards out.
Well, I want to come too. I want to help. I want to spray these motherfuckers.
We do need your help, but we need to do this smart. We can't go in there guns a-blazing. Got to be sneaky up here. There's too many of them.
Well, who's going to throw the dynamite bundles?
That is a good question. I think Willy would be the best suited to do that.
I'm sure Willy has a good throwing arm. Or should we sneak up and place it at the base? We probably should have talked about this before we left.
Yeah, communication is not our strong suit.
But also, we didn't know what this was going to look like. I don't blame you guys. We didn't know what the nests were going to look like.
Well, maybe we can distract them.
Back in my day, I could throw a pigskin quarter mile.
Here, let me put my own 2 cents in.
And what I want you to do is one of you to spend one of your holds for find a way to help others.
I can do that.
Casper's going to lay out his plan.
He's like, the way that I see it, we should have a distraction team, consisting of me and Sebastian, and we go in there. And we start spraying these bastards. And Sebastian, you flip those floodlights on nice and bright. And we just go to town. And while we're creating the distraction, Nada, you lead Willy up to the center. Because you can see.
You want him to distract these things? They're going to eat him alive.
Seabass has the shit.
We have the poison. And it comes out of Pogni. Poison Ogni.
Look at him. I grab his arm and I hold it up and, like, dangle his arm. He's skin and bones.
You gotta be the dynamite thrower.
I can get you close enough to throw it, but we ain't going 200 feet in. How far do you think you need to be to throw that, Willy?
I mean, like I said, back in my day, I could throw a pigskin quarter mile.
Yeah, but what is back in your day?
This is a big box.
I think maybe like halfway. Because it's like a crate.
How old are you? So I think we need to just get 100 feet in.
Yeah, I think if you, like, lead him up to the first mound and sort of direct him where to throw, because he's not going to be able to see anything.
How much does the crate weigh?
Maybe I should look up how much dynamite weighs.
Well, that's a good question, because, like, for hunts, too, when you're, like, carrying a dynamite bundle.
Yeah. Okay, dynamite is usually sold... Okay, weight of 190 grams. So 5 sticks is a kilogram. So about 2.2 pounds, and I'd say there's like 40 sticks of dynamite. Hold up. Explosive power of dynamite. Yeah,
make sure you don't get yourself on a fucking FBI watch list.
Yeah. Dynamite, okay, wait. One stick of dynamite contains roughly 1 megajoule of energy. 1 megajoule.
How much does 1 megajoule weigh?
Yeah.
It's like, that's not how it works.
It's 239 kilocalories. What the fuck does
Jesus.
That mean?
Jesus.
Megajoule.
Sebastian should know all of this.
I should.
It's 1 million joules. That's like 1 million bananas, I think. Convert megajoules to Hiroshima bomb explosion. Okay, nope, that's too high. What do I know about? I know about...
So... 3.6 megajoules would power a house for
It's about half a pound per stick of dynamite.
Half a pound? What? No. It's I found out it's a fifth of a half a pound. It's a fifth of a kilogram. But I'm trying to decide how many sticks are in the box to blow this place to kingdom come. Yeah,
I think 40 would do it.
How big of an explosion dynamite? The power developed by an explosion of a ton of dynamite that is too big. 40 sticks of dynamite.
Yeah, the British police are going to show up at your door in like 5 minutes.
I don't fucking care. This is equal to 1 ton moving 100 miles an hour. The naval railgun is 33 megajoules. Does this equal 33 tons at 100 miles per hour? Oh my god.
So to take down a 10-story building, you need 200 pounds of dynamite.
200 pounds or 200
Often sticks? Just 200 pounds is needed for a 10-story building.
Okay, so we'll do 100 pounds then.
Okay, so Willie would be throwing a 100-pound-plus box.
Right, that would be a feat of strength, I think. So 100 pounds, there would be roughly 200 sticks of dynamite in this.
So this is a pretty big box.
Well, no, because each one is only an inch and a quarter thick, and you would only need 20 by 10 to get to 200 sticks. So it's only 2 feet by 1.5 feet. So, I mean, you can carry it in two hands, and it's 100 pounds. It's not even as wide as you are, Willie. It's only 2 feet wide. You feel me?
Yeah.
All right, so then how many feet do we think Willie can throw this 100-pound box?
He's pretty strong.
He's very strong. He threw the fan blade.
It's true.
With deadly accuracy.
Time to look up how much a fan blade weighs.
He threw the bench. Hold on. Well, let's look at how much the fan...
We also need to figure out how far away do we have to be to not get hit by the explosion so that we can
throw right
that distance.
I'm not going to worry about it. It's precisely enough to engulf this chasm and nothing else. That's the size of the chasm. Instead of figuring out how much explosive power...
I have a good comparison. The weight throw at the Olympics would probably be pretty comparable. 11 meters.
For 100 pounds?
It isn't even 100 pounds. It was 56 pounds.
That's still a lot. 11 meters is still, like, okay, so maybe you need 50 feet to get to what you need. So you need to get 150 feet in.
He might be able to throw it farther because he's got magic helping him with his glove. And he's a mutant!
Is this thing on a fuse?
Yeah, you guys also have to set a timer on it. You have to decide what to set the timer at, either now or later, but whatever you set it at, I'm going to hold you to it. Do you guys want to discuss that now or just kind of do it later? Because if you do it in the dark, Nod is going to have to do it.
I could probably throw this thing like 50 to 60 feet.
Okay, then we should probably put at least 45 seconds of a timer on it.
Fuck.
45 seconds. Get in, get out. Doesn't give them much time to leave. Or us.
We're gonna be further in, right?
When you're ready to leave, you just give us the word.
Yeah, we're gonna be about 150 feet in, so we gotta make it back here in 45 seconds. 150 feet.
Yeah.
Maybe we round that up to a minute.
Maybe 60 seconds. Yeah, that sounds
right. Just to be safe.
So, does Willie now put on his gas mask?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is plan break. Casper puts his hand in.
I'll put my hand in.
We'll wait for your cue, Casper.
Put my hand in.
Put my phantom limb in.
Do we have a team name? Nobody team?
We're the Badgers.
Badgers.
No, is that a bad name? Is that a bad team name?
We're Team Gopher Broke.
I was literally just going to say that. Hell yeah.
Team Gopher Broke. Okay, on three. Team Gopher Broke on three. 1, 2, 3. Team Gopher Broke. Gopher Broke.
Wait, we weren't in sync. Do we want to play it again?
Maybe
we need to clap to make sure we're in sync.
No clapping. On three. Gopher Broke. 1, 2, 3.
Team Gopher Broke. Are we just saying Gopher Broke or Team Gopher Broke?
Just Gopher Broke.
All right, redo.
Okay, all right, on three. One, two, three.
Gopher Broke!
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.